The Biggs and Barr Show.
Sorry, Jason. I just saw the picture attached to your...
Oh, yeah, no worries. Every good morning, Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, how is everyone doing?
Every morning when I send over our schedule, I know it's hard to believe we're prepared, but I attach a picture of something interesting, and today it was a man with a bottle rocket in his butt cheeks.
Yeah. Like aggressively, I didn't know bottle rockets gave off that much.
Oh yeah,
that much spark there. Eh?
Yeah, never a good idea to put one in any of your Orify.
good morning, everybody. Hope you had a decent Canada day.
You guys like the day off in the middle of the week?
Nope,
not particularly.
I mean, I like having a day off in the middle of the week. It sucks.
You would rather it a Friday or Monday.
At like 10 o'clock last night, I was. Are you kidding me? I gotta go to work tomorrow?
It's weird because Tuesday night felt like a Friday night.
Yeah.
And then there was like no Saturday. Went straight to Sunday night.
Yeah. It was like having a ripped off weekend. Like, I don't want to complain about a day off, but you know.
Yeah. About four or five times I had to remind myself, oh, you gotta work tomorrow.
Yeah. Damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, not that we have a hard job and I...
No, look. But still, like, you like your job and everything. But it just felt like we got ripped off for a day. But we didn't. We got a bonus day.
Yeah.
So. We did. We got some bonus audio too.
Sure.
You guys think dogs can talk or what?
Yeah, absolutely all the time.
Yeah? You have conversations, do they talk back?
Yes.
With their eyes, right?
Yeah, with their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. but this guy asked his dog if... Well, here, just listen. He thinks he's talking. Yeah.
You would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable. Did you really just say, I won't be miserable?
No.
Yeah, it kind of sounded like that.
Come on, Jason. Play it again. Play just the dog. Play
you would hate it. You would hate the beach. You would literally be miserable.
I mean, the cadence is correct.
I will not be miserable.
Yeah, I won't be miserable. I will not.
What do you say, miserable? How do you say miserable?
Well, no, because I'm
with an OY.
I'm not a dog.
He's a dog.
And he doesn't say anything.
He doesn't have.
Oh my God.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Tongue dexterity?
Dexterity. He doesn't have the mouth dexterity that humans have. This is the best he can do.
Is it a husky?
Probably.
Because those things never shut up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. He was reciting
what?
Flanders Fields.
Why are you
all
so
night.
Mad at this dog?
Yeah, why are you mad at dog? Oh, it's because you can't have a dog.
No, I'm mad at the idiot. I'm mad at this idiot who clearly it doesn't say anything and then decided to post it. And then other idiots... Sorry, other people, because I know you guys believe it.
Do we?
Somehow think he's speaking.
He
doesn't say anything.
Don't get me wrong. I don't think the dog is saying that. I think it kind of sounds like it.
Yeah, that's all he's saying.
But it doesn't even. And a human could interpret it that way as a joke. Instead of getting super serious because they're mad because they can't own a dog.
Yeah. It's okay, man. Just because you can't have one, you shouldn't take the joy away from others who do.
That has nothing to do with it.
He's just enjoying his dog. That's it.
If you don't know, Jamie is allergic to dogs. He got a dog that was supposed to be hypoallergenic, but then he had to give it back after a week.
Because it wasn't.
His name was Ace, and Jamie has hated everything dog-related since.
Yeah. And if you play that, like if you listen to that dog quote speaking, it is better than a lot of the announcers in this city.
The Big
so we had a question during Instant Answer Question Time a couple days ago that said, what is the worst kids movie you've ever seen? And as an adult, I try not to, I mean, we can't really judge current ones because they're not meant for us.
No.
Right?
Right.
So I was thinking back to our childhood, but Jason just blurted out a name.
Yeah, it's a movie called The Double MacGuffin. I thought it was great.
I've never heard of this movie.
No.
The MacGuffin.
You probably haven't.
The title alone is amazing.
It's a 1979 American mystery film.
Is it like a whodunit?
I can be honest. I don't really remember.
Oh. Well, then why did that title jump into your head? Just the name of it?
Because I remember loving it.
Loving the Double MacGuffin.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a move. You know what I mean? It sounds like something you would do in your alone sexy times.
The old Double MacGuffin.
Yeah.
There's the MacGuffin, then the double MacGuffin.
Let me do the double MacGuffin. Come on. Come on, marry that girl. You know, but that's not it.
It had Ernest Borgnine in it.
Oh, boy.
And also some NFL stars, Lyle Alzado and Too Tall Jones.
How do you spell MacGuffin?
Like M-C? Small C and then G-U-F-F-I-N.
Oh, there it is.
There's a whole, you can watch a whole thing on YouTube. Oh, neat.
About what?
Like the movie. They have
like
it.
The movie's on YouTube.
Oh, the entire movie is on YouTube. They don't even bother. Yeah, put it up on a freeze. Yeah. No one's watching this piece of garbage.
It gets 3 stars in IMDb.
3!
A group of boarding school students discover in succession a suitcase full of money, a dead body, and a dismembered hand.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
They are unable, sure you do, to convince the local police to take them seriously.
Sticking out of the ground.
What's the double MacGuffin mean, though? Like, what does that even mean?
You got me. I don't know. I just remember liking it. I'm going to watch it on YouTube today.
I don't know if it's a kid's movie, though. Is it a kid's movie?
I watched it when I was a kid. Okay. I also watched Halloween when I was 7.
Yeah. Children of the Corn did it for me. But again, these aren't kids' movies. This isn't what the guy asked
us. I think this was a kid's movie.
He asked, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a family movie. It's a mystery family movie.
So you guys asked what a MacGuffin was?
Yeah, what's a MacGuffin?
It is literally an object or device in a movie or book that serves merely as a trigger for the plot. So they put the title about the
technical term for the genre of movie.
For
the things you're using in the plot. Nothing to do with the story.
I remember when I saw it.
Sounds horrendous.
I didn't really understand the title. I was like, why were they? I don't know. But I remember it was a great movie.
Okay.
6.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh.
I got to be honest. You're not really selling it.
No.
Like, I'm not going to be racing home and seeing if I can find the double MacGuffin on Netflix.
I'll send you the link.
Can't wait.
It won't be on Netflix.
Just on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Straight to YouTube.
No, it was on VHS.
Okay. Oh. Amazing. So we didn't answer your question at all, but we did learn something about the double MacGuffin.
Yeah.
And that is, nobody has any idea
Jason
why.
Jason loves it more than anything on this earth.
It doesn't know why.
I've
got a plan right now. We can watch it this morning if you want.
Can't wait.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Did you guys hear about the terrible tragedy that happened in America?
Well,
what tragedy?
What tragedy?
They've had to destroy potatoes.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, yeah. Like millions of potatoes. They've just had to destroy them.
Yeah, there currently are. There's a huge back order, obviously, with all the restaurants shutting down and grocery stores and stuff. And the potato farmers are just, no one's buying their potatoes. So they're having to destroy them, which is maybe one of the saddest pieces of news to come out of this entire thing. Because we've discovered recently how amazing potatoes are. Not discovered, rediscovered, let's be honest.
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't know what we can do about it. I mean,
well, nothing. They're already thrown out.
They're already being thrown out as we're speaking.
Just ridiculous.
But maybe go buy some potatoes if you haven't. If you can fit it into your budget, go buy a big old bag of potatoes.
You should be able to
help these farmers out.
Potatoes are pretty affordable.
Yeah, yeah.
And they store well. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them in a basement. Keep them for a while.
Yeah, I think, obviously, it's a staple side dish at basically every restaurant. So when all the restaurants or most of the restaurants closed or had very limited capacity,
right,
there's a whole lack of potatoes that aren't getting, their due. So if we can help at all, if we can do anything today, it's buy a bag of potatoes, and we'll have our potato party when we can to help out too.
Sure. There'll be a lot of potatoes purchased.
Yeah. But I mean, we just currently.
Speaking of the potato party, guys.
Yes. Huh.
Now, the potato party was spawned from a gentleman calling in saying that mashed potatoes are disgusting.
Yeah. Right.
And we went bananas.
Yeah, well, as you rightfully should.
As did the good listeners of Shea, of course. They called it in droves to say how much they love mashed potatoes. But we got another psychopath here. You want to hear?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I know I'm a little late to game on this potato debate, but mashed potatoes are probably the most overrated food that you can possibly eat. Baked potatoes taste like dirt. The only acceptable potato is a French fry. But that's just one truck driver's opinion.
He's not wrong about baked potatoes. They're my least favorite. No, they don't taste like dirt. But
yes, wash the potatoes, sir.
Yeah. But of the potato preparation options, baked, probably my least favorite.
I like a nice baked potato. Had some last night.
Did you now?
I did have the mini potatoes, though.
Oh. Yeah, those aren't bad. Yeah,
you
those
bake
are,
them
yeah.
up the same way, but I like a nice baked potato.
And of course, he's a truck driver and he has to tell us.
Yes. Gotta get it in. What's the matter with you, sir? I've sprained my arm. I'm also a truck driver.
Yeah.
we have no closer friends in the world than truck drivers.
No, we love truck drivers.
We don't want to sound like we're taking a shot at
all.
It's we love you.
It's just funny.
We love you, but you cannot get through a sentence without telling everybody you're a truck driver. It's the
best. That's something we've noticed.
It's the best.
It's very endearing.
Best. Yeah. So, yeah. Well, I guess we better pick up the timeline on this potato party if we're going to save the industry, you know?
I think so.
But go grab a bag of potatoes today, all right?
Yeah. Do it for the farmers.
Yeah, help some farmers out, you know? They don't want all this. They're having trouble. Obviously, everybody is. And if all you have to do is eat delicious potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, like, how hard can it be?
Go do that.
Yeah. What'd you do to save the world?
Wear
one
on your face.
Yeah.
Put elastics on it. Wear a potato on your face.
Like just right in the middle of your face?
Yeah, like a mask.
Oh.
Make a potato
like
mask.
Like cut it in half and make a potato mask? Yeah.
Or like peel the skin really thin.
Yeah.
Make it into like a paper mache, and it could be like a paper masque.
Too many steps. Okay. No one's going to do that.
Okay, no. Fine. No one should.
Yeah. Just eat it.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show on Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us any question you want. 762-555. We'll answer as many as we can.
Who do I call about roadkill cleaning up on the 417 between Arne Pryor and Kanata? I guess you would call 311. That's what the city services say.
So it is, yeah?
Yeah. Or if you hit something big, and you know a guy who wouldn't mind taking home a deer.
Right.
Then call your buddy.
Yeah.
I used to have a buddy that I could call. It was like widely known. You hit a deer, call Dave.
Yeah, call Dave. Dave will come take care of it. I've never seen roadkill to a point where I'm like, oh, somebody needs to call somebody.
Well, if it's a big deer in the middle of the road.
For sure. Yeah. No, I've never seen that. Yeah. Like I've seen a deer off to the side of the road, out of the way. But I've never like pulled up on a moose and be like, oh, who do I call? Get rid of this moose.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, some things you could move. I guess a small deer you could move off to the side if you wanted. Although it's still dangerous to get out of your car, especially if it was dark when you
see
hit
See that great video the other day? It was a live beaver, but the guy with the hockey stick getting the beaver out of the road.
I posted it yesterday.
So Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, they replied. It was porcupine's been there for a week. Yeah, that's a tough go, even for other animals, eh?
Yeah.
I used to just let it rot.
Yeah.
Let me go grab this. See, the crows will get it.
What's the funniest way you've been injured? Oh. I stabbed myself in the leg with a sword, trying to fight invisible ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was probably the dumbest way I've got injured.
The funniest way?
Yeah, like, what? There's a big, it's a fine line between funny and dumb. Like, funny to who? Like, did I laugh about it?
Like, just as a story in general. Obviously, you didn't laugh about it at the time. I didn't laugh when there was a sword sticking out of my leg.
Of course.
But in retrospect, pretty funny.
Years ago, I was removing a hot tub from a deck in the house that I bought.
Deck.
A deck.
Okay.
And I had to go under it. Like, it was an old, crappy hot tub. And it was on kind of a slope underneath the deck. And I stood up too fast and hit my head on the deck from underneath and knocked myself out.
Knocked yourself unconscious.
Yeah, for a couple
under
seconds.
Under a deck. Just lying there.
Yeah, like I woke up. With my face full of
leaves.
In the sand.
Rotting leaves in the sand. Nice.
Yeah.
Come on, Jamie.
There's too many.
What do you mean there's too many?
I was electrocuted and knocked backwards once.
Okay. Well, that sounds hilarious.
By playing tag, let's say, with the pool noodles, chopped up pool noodles. We were soaking them in the water as children. Like they were cut into pieces like the size of softballs, let's say.
Uh-huh.
And everyone was whipping them at each other because they're nice and heavy. With the water.
Okay.
And one went under the deck, same kind of thing. Except I reached in. I guess I don't know what was under there.
Like an exposed wire?
And I got, and it shot me back. Looking back, I'm like, I would have gone, I guess.
Yeah. All right. I thought there was more to it than just a little electrical shock in your sensitive finger.
Oh, it knocked me back onto my bottom.
Onto your bottom?
Onto my bottom!
Did it now.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're halfway through 2020. Do you have anything to inspire us to make it through the rest of the year?
We do, actually.
Actually?
Yeah.
What a coincidence. We do. It's been a rough first half. Hopefully, this will help you get through the second, at least for today.
The time is now.
Focus
us on the fundamentals. We've gone over time and time again.
This is who we are.
I'll ask you one last time.
If you put your effort and concentration, we're going to be winners.
You have to taste to win, want to win, and above all else, have the will to win.
That's how winning is done.
How'd that do that? Fix everything?
That's all the world needed was a good halftime speech.
Yeah.
I am inspired now.
Are you? You ready to go get him?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, let's go get him, boys. Huh? Okay?
I'm ready.
All right. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson says that if the top doctor, Vera Etches, recommends that face masks be worn in all public places, he will not have an objection to it. And we could get an announcement by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Telling you if you you have to wear a mask in a public place or not.
Indoors.
Just do it!
Yeah, indoors.
Indoors, right, yeah.
Mandatory in all indoor areas. So we'll find out tomorrow what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like. It's going to be mandatory because you don't usually have an announcement plan for something you're not going to do.
But what kind of mandatory? Like, do it unless you don't want to and you can't do it?
Probably.
Kind of mandatory? Okay. Yeah.
The COVID alert app will not be launching in Ontario today, as announced. The province says it's still working to finalize the details of it. So there's no estimate for when it will be released. This is the app that was free to download and will track you.
And I know this is another chance to take a shot at the government for whatever.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been a piece of technology or app in the last 10 years that has been released when they said it was going to be.
No.
Whether it be for entertainment purposes or
They just shouldn't announce it. Standard, coming soon.
Standard tech game.
Why would you give it a date? If you haven't heard, the 417 is being closed in a certain area. It'll take effect at 8 this evening. There'll be a ramp closure starting at 7. Both directions on the Queensway will be closed tonight through Monday morning prior to peak drive times because they're replacing bridges over the LRT and CP rail lines. So
the trains again? The train is something else with the damn trains? Yeah,
not exactly.
I thought it was a road, but now it turns out it's train bridges?
Yeah.
Stupid trains?
Well, because they have to be on the road to fix the bridges, right?
Yeah, no, I can understand, but I'm just saying we can be mad at the trains again.
If you do want to get downtown, detours westbound at Bronson and eastbound at Carling and Kirkwood. So,
cool.
There you go.
Thank you.
So we'll get a mix of sun and cloud today. Maybe some showers this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm. Also, maybe this evening, because it's going to be a high of 32. Feeling more like 36 to 37 because we have a heat warning.
It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Then tomorrow, sunny, 31, feeling like 34. And Saturday, sunny, high of 30 as well. Right now, it's 22. That's the latest.
Shay 106 is CHEZ 106.1 FM in Ottawa.
The capital of rock.
Well, Kaboom Box, chance at 106 grand coming up real soon. That's on deck. Plus,
how you feeling about Jason?
I got a pretty good feeling about this
one. Okay. See you today?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we didn't do it yesterday, right? Because it was Canada Day.
So you had double feelings?
Yeah.
Like a day off rested
double
feelings?
Well, I had a weird feeling yesterday, like all day. Like I should be doing something. So maybe today will manifest in the giving away of $106,000 to one lucky Shayless.
What a glorious day that would be.
Yeah. I would love that to happen.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We do have a story about never giving up.
Yeah.
And it's a good story. Out of Gatineau?
Yes. A man by the name of Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff.
Well, he lost his skate.
Ah.
A long, long time ago. 7 years, James?
Yep.
7 years ago.
He had to rush out of a hockey dressing room. His kid was injured somewhere. So he had to scoot out quick, and he left a skate behind.
He did.
So he was a solo skate man for many years.
He just played hockey on one foot.
Yeah.
He just pushed off with the other one?
No, he stopped playing for a bit and then would just borrow people's skates when he needed to use skates.
What kind of jerk borrows somebody else's skate?
It's true.
I knew a guy like that. We all knew him.
Oh, What a terrible person. Yeah. I don't even want to cheer this man on now.
We'll say the story, what happened, and then we'll go through the details. Okay. How's that?
All right, fine.
The other day, he's driving along the road, and he sees his skate hanging from a mailbox. His lost skate.
Just a random mailbox?
Yes. And he got it, and it was his skate. A Reebok size 10.
Yeah.
regular width.
So it was his skate.
It was his actual skate.
Wow.
So what had happened was this lady was walking along a ravine and saw the skate, a single skate on the ground.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, that looks like an expensive skate. And so she picked it up and put ads on Kijiji. She paid for an ad on Kijiji.
Right.
And the local classifieds in the local newspaper, and nobody came to get it.
Nobody.
So she hung it out on her mailbox or whatever at the end of her driveway with some hubcaps as well.
Right.
Just in hopes that maybe the skate's owner would drive by one day.
Well, she had thrown it into her garage for a while and like kind of forgotten about it and then just uncovered it and was like, you know what, I'm going to hang this skate out and see if anyone wants a single skate. And he drove by and...
He drove by and got his own skate.
That was it.
7 years later. Now he's got him.
He thought about throwing out his other skate that he had.
Yeah. Couldn't do it, eh?
Couldn't do it. Couldn't bring himself to do it.
That's something that would happen
that
to me.
Knowing that it was out there.
Like I would keep it for so long and then chuck it out and then the next day would see the skate.
No! Yeah, that's exactly what would happen. So it just shows you never give up on your dreams,
no,
you know?
No.
Really? You could think all's lost. 7 years. Like, you know, the one thing I cannot keep two of?
What's that?
Gloves.
They're always gone. Eh?
Gloves. Doesn't matter. Like, I've probably lost a single glove 47 times in my life. Like, it doesn't matter what pair. I refuse to spend more than $5 for a pair of gloves now because I know I'm losing one of them. They're guaranteed.
They're
gone. Yeah, there's like a...
Yeah, you put them in a jacket pocket, like an outside jacket pocket.
Right.
They dangle out a little bit. You move a little too quick. Someone nuzzles against you, which won't happen these days.
See my knuckles? See how they're like chapped up and gross? I mean, you might say it's psoriasis. I don't think it's psoriasis. I think it's frozen hands. I'm only having one glove for most of my life.
You think that's it, eh?
That's what's happening to my hands. One glove. This guy, one skate. Poor guy trying to play men's league. Balancing on one foot, tippy-toe on the other.
Yes. Imagine.
Like skateboarding.
Yes.
That's it. What he's doing out there. Now he's got both.
Oh, good for him.
Great local story.
And nowhere to play because everything's closed.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Like, how are you guys doing? That's a nice one.
Nice.
All right.
I'm dragging my ass a little this morning. Kind of feel like I got ripped off of a weekend, except I didn't. I got a bonus day off.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's a weird feeling. Yeah. Well, we only got 2 days of work, and then you're back off
That's
again.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, I guess. It's weird never not having anything sort of to look forward to. Just because you don't know what the world's going to be. You know
what
I mean?
I see
what normally in the summer, you'd have like concerts or, you know, vacation plans away, and they're like, I got this.
You got to make little things in your life.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's hard to stay like super pumped.
It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for the States being so awful at handling this pandemic, I would be pretty pumped about hockey coming back, but I'm not totally sure it's going to be back.
I don't think it'll be.
July 10th is the next phase opening.
Yeah,
right.
I doubt it.
Which is like camps and stuff like that, but the two hub cities are in Canada, which that's a good step.
Yeah, but they're going to keep them so separate from the regular population.
No, I know.
It won't matter.
It's a good step that they're both here at least in this country.
Well, they can't put them
in
the U.S.
That would be insane.
They expect to have
shoot them.
100,000 cases a day down there.
Nuts.
So.
Yeah, how many yesterday, like actually, though?
50,000.
50,000 yesterday.
Yeah. In Canada, we had 67.
Yeah. What are they doing? Just run around? I know we have a lot less population than they do.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
They just run around spitting each other's mouths? Like, that's like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
He's just a big mouth spit fest. Like, knock it off.
Well,
like, stop it. But yeah, you know what? Trump says he's okay with masks now. So.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Then.
Makes
everyone
him look like
be.
The Lone Ranger, he said.
Yes.
The Lone Ranger wears it on his eyes, Donald.
And it has holes so he can see.
Yeah.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show.
On Shea 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions and we'll answer as many as we can.
762-555. Do you like Thrills gum?
Yeah.
Not sure anyone does. Tastes like soap.
I don't know what.
But I always eat it if it's around or chew it. It's weird.
It's come in different flavors?
I think just the one.
Just
The purple ones, right?
Is that it?
Yeah, it tastes like soap.
Thrills gum.
There's so many different ones. There's...
Yeah, just purple.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
I know the gum now. It's disgusting. Jamie, you know, you just don't remember. It's this one.
Thrills.
That gross, disgusting gum.
I've seen that packaging, yeah.
Yeah, it tastes like soap.
Yeah, it's not good. No. Ew. I'm going to say no. I was mixing that one up. What's the weird one that has the crazy commercials with, like, the fan blowing lava and the insane TV commercials?
Stride or something. Thrive, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Thrills, Thrive.
Sorry.
Five.
You've probably been asked this already, but what have been your top three Canadian artists? Well, we haven't.
Oh, I don't know, man.
A lot of Canadian bands are solid. This is pretty good. But, I mean, there wasn't too many holes in that.
No,
list.
We had the top 20 Canadian bands yesterday.
Right. It's tough for us because we have relationships with some bands. Like, yeah. They're our friends. So you want to put them ahead because they're your friends. So
that's true.
We'll just stay off. We'll stay out of it. Let you vote. It's all about you anyways. You listen. It's your
I
countdown.
Agree with the countdown. Yeah. My top three were the same as the Shay top three.
What's your favorite flavor of jelly bean?
Orange.
Sure.
Orange?
Yeah.
You were so taken aback by that.
Why would you, like, orange? Ew.
Wait, what? Black licorice jelly bean?
No.
Of course not.
That one doesn't
count. White's all right.
White's fine.
Pink's okay.
Yeah.
I like orange.
Orange, eh?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the difference. I just know white. White is a very standout-ish flavor,
yeah,
the white
is.
Jelly bean. It the rest is. Of them, I don't know. Couldn't. Just a bag of beans, really.
Big old bag of beans.
Guys.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jason. Sorry.
Anyone else's neighbors keep them up all night with fireworks? I can't help but want to egg their house. No, I didn't hear any fireworks last night.
Till about 11.
Really?
Surrounded.
Huh.
Like, I've never been in a war zone.
Well,
so I could never,
like?
I could, well, I can't honestly say. And I feel like I would be insulting those people that were actually in a war zone.
But lots of explosions.
Like nonstop.
Really?
There must have been three or four houses around me just constantly lighting
spent
fireworks.
$1,000 each.
Like so much. Echoing off the other house. It's fine. I wasn't mad about it. I was like, oh, wow.
No,
these people
I don't
are really it. Into it.
Not a good night for dogs last night.
No.
My dogs aren't bothered by fireworks.
Well, you don't even have any out there anyway.
No, but like I've had dogs for many years. I've lived in other places where they had fireworks.
Yeah.
And none of them have been bothered.
No.
Well,
they're not bothered. We didn't just materialize in Ottawa as a unit.
I realize that.
Combined. What's your earliest memory? Oh, boy.
Earliest memory.
That's hard to say because sometimes you look at photo albums and then you remember it, but you don't really remember it. You just know the photo. And then you remember the photo like you were there, but you don't really.
No.
So I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Earliest memory.
I had a daycare employee, like the one I was going to daycare. I remember she smelled like stale pretzels.
Ew.
And I was, the only memory I have is sitting in like their little nurse station and throwing up because I was sick, but it was also her smell. And she kept coming over and trying to talk to me and it kept making me feel worse and worse.
Stale pretzels, eh?
Like just stank, stale pretzels, like rotting. If pretzels could rot, that's what it smelled. That's what she smelled like. That was my earliest memory. That I know is a memory and that there's no picture of or somebody or a story you've told over and over again that eventually becomes.
I think I just remember stealing the plasticine by accident.
That was pretty old when that memory came.
Yeah,
out,
I was in grade two.
Yeah, grade two.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had some plasticine in my class and I had put it in my pocket and then I took it home by accident. And then I was so scared that they would think I stole it that I kept it for like a year and then dumped it in the sewer later on. Like to cover my tracks.
Did you feel guilty after?
Yeah,
or like crime's
years.
Done now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Still a piece of garbage.
Yeah, like I still feel bad about it to this day.
Calling a child who accidentally stole Play-Doh a piece of garbage. Sorry, did you call it plasticine?
Plasticine.
Plasticine.
Yeah, different.
Plasticine.
Totally different.
Yes, really. Totally.
Of course they're
totally
different.
I don't think so.
Like utterly, totally different. Enough.
Like a totally different substance.
I don't buy it. Sure. If you say so.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I'm
they're
right.
They're basically the same thing.
No, they're not.
They're not.
What do you mean they're not? They're a moldable piece of thing that doesn't harden that you can use to make
plasticine hardens.
Play-Doh hardens.
They both
for sure.
Do.
It will dry
Play-Doh,
right up.
Yes, if you leave it in the
right
air.
Plasticine will not.
I don't know why you guys are so angry.
Well, because that's
this.
A crazy thing to say.
Yeah, no, it's just, not. It's not.
Like you haven't even lived life.
It's not like I said, oh, look at this feather. It's exactly like that rhinoceros. I mean, they're pretty
much
similar.
A similar product with different reactions.
That's like saying a baseball bat and a hockey stick are the same thing.
Yeah, both
used to hit something.
Yes. Yeah.
But they're not the same thing.
In the grand scheme of the universe, if we take everything in the entire universe,
right.
They're similar.
Fine.
They're pretty close.
The next time we play hockey, you play with a baseball bat.
I would love to play hockey with a baseball bat.
You have to hit the puck, though, not
the
people.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Then that's no fun. That's it for another edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Auto what? 30 seconds, 5 trivia questions. Got to get them all right. You can pass and come back, but you got to get them in. Your first answer for each question is the one that counts, and nobody tells you what's right or wrong until the end. Who we got?
Robert.
Oh, good old Robert.
Yes, sir. $490 richer.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm
all right,
ready.
Robert, your time will begin after the first question. What U.S. state was the
Texas.
Lowest?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. The time doesn't begin until after the first question. What is Ottawa considering making mandatory to wear when indoors in public?
A mask.
What did Donald Trump say made him look like the Lone Ranger?
I should wear a mask.
In what movie did Jim Carrey play Stanley Ipkiss?
The mask.
In 1993, Michael Jackson gave his first TV interview in 14 years with which talk show presenter?
Robert.
You're finished.
Yeah. Sorry,
you didn't
buddy.
Get it. Sorry.
Okay, thanks.
All right, have a good day. It.
It's so disappointed with himself. Well, let's go over the answers.
Okay.
In 1993, Michael Jackson gave his first TV interview in 14 years with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, Oprah. Okay. I figured it was Oprah. Yeah.
In what movie did Jim Carrey play Stanley Ipkiss? Yes, yeah. Robert was right when he said
the mask.
The mask. What did Donald Trump say made him look like the Lone Ranger?
A mask!
Yeah, he was right. Yeah. Robert was right. He said mask. What is Ottawa considering making mandatory to wear indoors in public?
Gloves.
No, mask.
Oh, it is a mask.
Robert was right on that.
Yeah, I got that one,
mask.
Too.
And the U.S. state that the Lone Ranger was from was indeed Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Oh, where, Daddy?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
That's right.
Just that Oprah Winfrey answer screwed him up.
He was on masks, was on the brain for some reason.
I see what you did there.
So he was trying to...
See what you did. You get him in a pattern.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And switch it up on him. And they're lost. Because, I mean, Oprah would have been the obvious guess, right?
But, pattern. Yeah. Springer, I was going to say, Donahue? No.
Donahue.
I think he was done by 93.
Who was the lady with the big glasses?
Ricky Lake?
No.
Jenny Jones?
No.
Sally Jesse Raphael?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
That was her,
Could have been Montel. Could have been Maury. It could have been Maury.
A lady with glasses?
No.
Geraldo Rivera.
Geraldo, there you go.
Oh, yeah. He turned into a beaut, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, well, Ricky Lake. I forgot that human being existed.
Yeah. The Biggs and Barr Show.
The big story of the day. Ottawa Mayor Jim Watson says that we might all have to wear masks in public places, like indoors.
That's the
recommendation from his top doctor, Dr. Vera Etches. And he's going to have an announcement tomorrow about it. And normally when someone makes an announcement or says they're going to make an announcement, it's not to say, hey, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Usually.
That is accurate.
Hey, I'm either going to do this or do that, and I'll have an announcement tomorrow. You know what, guys? Don't worry about
it. Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks for coming.
Well, it's, other spots in Ontario have done it.
Yeah.
Now they are much hotter spots than Ottawa. Ottawa's doing pretty well with COVID stuff. But,
absolutely.
To make sure. And so there's no, different stores have different policies because it's their store. They can do whatever they want. And some, it is causing confrontations.
Yeah.
Because people are used to walking, like you can walk into a Walmart and not have anything on your face. Mm-hmm. But if you go to Costco, you got to have something on your face.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't really like wearing a mask.
That's awful.
Especially with a beard.
But I also don't like this lockdown we've been on for several months.
Right.
You know, because it has hampered my ability to do things, even though I don't really like being around people.
Sure. But even just your basic annoyances and stuff and just living life. But you like concerts.
Right. I like going to a concert.
Like going out for dinner, that's really difficult to do.
Absolutely. So I do wear a mask when I go out. I will wear a mask because I don't see that it's that much of an infringement on my rights.
This is the thing. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Sure. If you have a medical condition, like this seems to be the number one argument for those that are fighting the mandatory mask.
Seems to be a lot of people with medical conditions, though.
There seems to be a lot of them. Yeah. But if you have one,
you don't have to wear one.
Then you don't have to wear one. And that's that. Well, what I don't understand is I was driving on yesterday, and I think Jamie was too.
I think we were there probably almost at the same time.
Just did a random drive. You'd get out of the house, go for a drive, go see some things. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to drive down to Parliament.
Yeah.
See what's going on. Because it's Canada Day. Normally, there'd be a massive party happening. But I just want to see if anyone showed up down there anyways. Drove by. There were some people, a lot of people in Canada colors and just kind of doing the tourist
just
thing.
Hanging out.
And then there was a whole bunch of little protests. Like, there's always protests, but little ones.
Like 30 different
Some Quebecers
causes.
Were mad about something. I don't know. I just saw Quebec flags. I didn't really hear what they were saying.
About oppression or something.
Sure. I wasn't paying. Whatever. I'm not mad at them for it. I just don't have the information, so I don't want to comment on it. And then there was
Anti-vaxxers.
Mad about the vaccines. Okay. There was another group, a couple of religious people mad about which
people
sky wizards are the best or whatever.
Yeah. Jesus said, don't wear masks.
And then there was a group of anti-maskers.
Okay.
And I don't understand why, because if you're exempt from a medical condition, why you're so mad.
They're mad because people are telling them to do it.
Yes, but people tell them. The hypocrisy in that statement is mind-blossed.
Like if you go to, say you go to a concert and you want to have a drink. You have to generally wear a bracelet.
Right.
So that they recognize.
Yeah, they know that you're of age.
Right.
Right.
So you do that because you get a beer for it.
Right.
Right. You're able to buy beer.
You follow traffic laws. Yeah.
I was going to say, because wearing a seatbelt can be annoying too, but you do it.
You do it. Like,
you don't steal things when you go into a store.
Like things that are new will make people uncomfortable. Like, I'll be honest with you, when I was on the fire department, the first time that I put on a mask over my face, I was a little claustrophobic, and it was pretty uncomfortable.
Sure.
It's never comfortable. No one goes, hey, put this on for fun.
Why is this the one thing people are so angry about? If you have an argument, please call us and talk to us.
Sure.
We'd like to hear why you're so upset about having to wear a mask, aside from health conditions.
Yeah, 613-750-1061. No health conditions.
I just want to understand what you're so mad about. Like what conspiracy theory you believe this is a part of, or what is it that this is the thing you're going to stand and lose your mind and comment on Facebook and get so angry about? Like, why is this the one?
We got a call.
Okay,
let's see.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Shay.
Oh, hey, yeah, I would never want to wear a mask, ever.
Why is that?
It's just like it's your face, you know? It's like a focal point. It's not the same thing as like a bracelet. Like the bracelet's one thing, but it's like you're covering so much up. And if it's mandatory and your face is like,
so for vanity reasons. Vanity reasons you don't want to wear.
Do you think you're too good looking to wear a mask?
It's not vanity.
What is it then?
I wouldn't go stand and protest, but like if they're gonna tell me to put it on, I'll just leave the store. Like it's not even worth it.
But what if it's mandatory?
I don't see the whole protest thing. I'm with you on that. I don't know why they're so.
Yeah, but you still haven't explained why you won't wear it. Because it's your face isn't a real. Because
I don't want
reason.
Them to tell me what to do. I don't like being told what to do.
Okay, all right.
I don't want anyone ever telling me what to do ever.
But do you follow traffic laws when you drive around, sir?
Do
you drive on the other side of the road when you don't feel like it?
Right through
red lights.
I mean, you know, it's a matter of I want to get from A to B more than. I don't want the banana as bad as I don't want to wear a mask. You know what I mean? But I want to get from A to B more.
Okay.
Than I would follow the traffic law.
So you'll accept some rules, but not others.
The ones that benefit you or that. Okay. All right.
Well, we got more calls. Thanks for
calling.
Thanks, man. All right.
We're not here to mock.
No, I don't. I just don't. I still doesn't.
We make got
sense.
Lots of calls. We got mad phones.
Oh
now.
Boy. Mad phones.
Oh Lord.
Hey Shay.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad. So, are you refuse to wear a mask, sir? Or?
I don't wear masks. They recycle your CO2 levels. They impede the oxygen flow, which we need.
Right. Right.
And if you watch people conduct themselves with the masks on, they're constantly contaminating their face and their hands, and then they're touching everything.
So if you were going to go have surgery, would you want the doctor not to wear a mask for like your 8-hour surgery? Do you think it would impede them and stop them from doing their job or no?
I would prefer them to wear a face shield.
Okay.
So you'll wear a face shield but not a mask?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's fine. That's fine. Can wear a face shield.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
That's totally acceptable to me.
Okay, right, cool. Well, that sounds fine. Yeah, I mean, that's an option.
Yeah, because the point of the mask, the reason is to not spread if you have. Yeah.
Right.
And a face shield will basically do the same.
Like wearing a mask or a face shield is basically just being considerate to other people.
That's all it is. Yeah, I think that's all they're asking people to do.
And I'm being considerate. And to be honest, there's a lot of people I don't like. So, yeah. You know, whatever. I'm just being nice to everybody.
Right.
Want to take another call? We got lots.
Yeah, let's take one more and see what we can get to.
How about this one?
Okay. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you, would you wear a mask or no?
To be honest, I haven't really worn one. I've only worn one once since this whole thing started, but that was because the place was mandatory. But I actually want to make an argument for wearing a mask.
Okay.
If you're a thief, it works.
Take
advantage of the situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. It also works well for if you're underage and you want to buy alcohol.
Yeah,
basically say I'm not comfortable taking it off. Exactly. I don't want it.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's a great point you make, sir. So I don't think people are looking at the whole picture, you know? They're just like, I'm not going to wear it because they told me to. They're not thinking of the benefits, right? Yeah. Thanks for the call.
Great. That was my favorite call of the morning.
That's great.
All right. Well, yeah. So I still don't understand. It's because they're telling you to. That's the only reason.
It'll be tough to police, and people that don't want to wear one won't, you know?
Man. All right, well, let's see what the mayor says.
Other than medical conditions,
right?
Basically, I saw someone say, and I can't disagree with it, that if you don't wear one, then you just don't care about other people.
That's very true.
Yeah, that's
pretty accurate.
Doesn't bother me to wear one.
No.
A little inconvenient. Other than that,
and,
I don't know.
And I don't want them to tell me what to do. That's the only argument I've heard. But anyways, we'll see what the mayor says.
Shit. 106.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
What's your most embarrassing fall story? Not the season, the action of falling on your face. It's the most embarrassing fall story.
Probably when I was at the museum and
the
fold-out chair broke. I fell in front of everybody. Of course, the big guy broke the chair, right?
Yeah.
It was already broken. I should have known. I shouldn't have sat on it.
Fatty Fat Pants broke the chair.
I shouldn't have sat on it.
That's what they were saying.
I don't really have a fall story.
That's not what I was saying. I fall so often that I mean, like...
Yeah, I don't know.
And probably also, skiing.
It's hard to be embarrassed. I don't really get embarrassed.
I knocked myself out and then fell down. Does that count? Is that a fall?
No.
No, you got
it's a
fall.
It's a knockout story.
Yeah, it's a knockout story, not a fall story.
What would a box with all your hopes and dreams look like inside? Oh, mine would be empty.
Because you're already living them.
That's right.
You already got them. You've already opened that box.
Every day when my alarm goes off and I know that I get to come to Shay and work with you two guys.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, like, what could get better than this?
Another gift.
Yeah. Every day is a gift, guys.
Yep.
Every day
really
is.
Really, really is.
Anchor is a gift.
You were so fast on that. That was nice.
Yeah.
Both of you. What did you guys get up to in Canada Day?
I just hung out.
A little this, a little that. Worked on the yard a bit.
Yeah, I watered some grass. My wife got stung by a bee.
Mm. A bee or a wasp?
It was a bee. They're ground bees.
Okay.
Ground bees?
Yeah, they were underneath the mulch and the dirt in the garden.
Oh.
I got to go murder some wasps today.
Oh, boy.
I got a nest underneath the stairs on my deck.
Oh.
So... Those wasps don't know it, but their time is short-lived. I'll wait until the evening falls when they start to settle in, and then I will go on a murder spree.
You're a
raid?
I don't have anything yet.
Oh.
But I will today.
They're the little wasp dream boxes about to get obliterated by whatever poison you decide to.
I would have sprayed it with WD-40 and lit it on fire, but I could have burned down my house.
Good call. And
so I'm just going to go the other method.
Is it all right to have fireworks this Saturday? No. Knock it off.
No.
The fireworks were yesterday.
Done.
You missed the fireworks boat. Man, our house was bombarded last night. Absolutely. So many fireworks.
Yeah. You know what? Instead of buying fireworks for Saturday, why don't you just send me the $150? Okay? And I'll waste it for you.
You know what those fireworks mean to me? Means that a lot of people are having a good time, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people are happy.
But you missed it. You missed the day.
Yeah, the window's gone.
That's all I'm saying. You want to have fireworks on the proper occasions? By all means, give it up. Go big, though. Don't just have the little burning schoolhouse that fizzles out and then you're done. Your kids. You remember the little burning schoolhouse?
Yeah, they were great.
What a sick firework that was.
Yeah,
think
I loved
about
it.
That. Let's light a school on fire full of children and I'll cheer around and go, yay! You don't know that, Jamie.
I don't know
that. You never had the burning schoolhouse?
I did not.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before my time.
Well, you couldn't put one out now. There'd be so many.
Oh, I
bet. Maybe it was a little PC by the time you got around firework age.
When do the strip clubs open back up?
You should just have one at your house.
Yeah.
You can hire someone to have them over.
Sure. They're not working.
No.
I mean, you can probably get a whole bunch of strippers for a real good rate at the moment.
Well, they'll social distance. They can dance around like a... I don't know, the pole on your deck or whatever it is. You know?
The corners of your gazebo.
Mm-hmm. Make it real safe. Why don't you sit in your car and have them dance on your hood?
There you go.
Well, they'll dent your hood, though.
Whatever.
With their high heels.
You're hiring a stripper. Your car probably sucks anyway.
Yeah. people say I don't wear a mask because it prevents the O2. Do these people wear scarves in the winter? Yeah, they do.
I don't wear a scarf in the winter just because I don't like providing people with a weapon.
You've stuck to that for a while.
Won't do it.
You refuse to, no matter how cold your neck gets.
My neck doesn't get cold.
What do you mean your neck doesn't get cold?
I wear a coat. I zip it up. I've got a hat.
A turtleneck?
I don't like what am I walking
around.
I
don't think
around.
You appreciate.
How long you think my neck is?
I don't think you appreciate the coziness of a scarf. I didn't wear a scarf for years.
Didn't
wear a scarf. Then remember when I got really skinny there for a while?
Yeah.
I was freezing in the winter.
You bought a fancy coat and you got a fancy scarf?
I didn't get a fancy coat. I just got a coat. And I got a scarf and it was maybe one of the... And I love scarves now. Yeah. I do. Nothing big and frilly and sticks out and 12 feet long and, you know.
Okay.
Just a nice little tight... It's cozy. Try it. I'm telling you.
I will not.
Mike, just try it. So the guy who says people should try everything.
I have tried scarves.
I don't think you know what a scarf is.
I don't like them.
I don't think you know.
They make me too hot, and I don't like providing people with a weapon.
Stuck it into your coat. There's no weapon.
No, I don't like it.
Don't leave the end all dangly so you can get caught up in like some roller coaster or something.
Yeah.
That's Jason's going on roller coasters and escalators everywhere.
Wearing scarves.
All right. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question.
Nine, noon, and five. Those are your shots at winning $106,000. We got Jeff on the phone.
Jeff.
He was paying attention. He heard the cue to text. He did so. The computer selected him, and now we're going to get his three bands. But Jeff, hang on. We got to fire up this Kaboom box. Okay, hold on. Is it Jeff with a J or Jeff with a G?
It's Jeff with a G.
A G.
Oh,
it's Gioff.
Yes.
All right, we got Gioff.
The correct way.
Gioff.
We got Gioff on the phone.
All right.
The original way, sorry.
What's your first band original?
Metallica.
Metallica. Yeah. Number two, Joffrey.
The Rolling Stones. I've never heard that before. All
right. The Rolling Stones. I
like it. And your final band, Gilf.
Eric Clapton.
All right.
Eric Clapton.
Wait! We forgot to ask Jason how he's feeling about this one.
You know what, Jeff? I got a pretty good feeling about this one.
Oh, boy.
Here you go. All right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck, sir. Let's find out if you got $106,000. Sorry, buddy.
Yeah. All Let's right. Say. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day, sir. We apologize.
You too.
Yep. Okay. Bye.
He was very despondent.
Yeah. Imagine us. Like, he sounds sad. We have to listen to people lose twice a day, every day, forever. Yeah. I mean, it's the worst.
Maybe tomorrow on a lovely Friday.
Maybe. What are you giggling out there?
Yeah, it makes me smile, guys. The little things in life. Okay. I smile thinking about the lifelong battles Jeff with G's and Jeff with J's have against one another.
It's true.
Forever. Yeah. Forever. They all have little quips that they'll say.
We all know who the right one is.
No, of course
is,
we do. We know. But, you know.
One that's not actually phonically said.
Golf. Golf.
And then there's the one we often forget about, the Jeff with a J, but only one F.
Yes.
You know,
that doesn't
exist.
Rare.
It certainly does.
What?
Yeah.
It's rare.
What?
Yeah, it is rare.
Very rare.
Yeah.
God, a freak is that guy?
Definite Jeff. Freak.
Jeff.
Anyway, we should go.
Okay, yeah, we should.
Sure. Close this thing.
106 chances to win $106,000. With a Shea 106 Kaboom Box. Powered by OttawaHouseAndCondo.com. For real estate with reassurance, call Craig and Wendy.
What are you laughing? Why are you laughing so hard?
How quick can you make the F?
Because
the normal name's pretty quick. The two F's is still pretty quick.
Yeah.
Jeff, that's it. How quick can you make a Jeff with one F?
Don't shorten the E, though.
You know. Oh, yeah. Jeff.
Jeff.
Jeff. Jeff.
And if this sort of quality entertainment isn't enough for you, you might want to head over to the Shea Facebook page. We posted the story, just a news story, about the mayor who would support mandatory face masks.
Yeah.
And we'll hear it. So that's all it was. But the Facebook comments are very interesting.
They are.
And what I realize is that the Facebook conspiracy people, they don't wake up till about 7:43.
No, that's about when they get
up. Yeah. Then they get up and then they're all fired up.
Right. The worst ones are the ones named Jeff.
Jeff, 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 Jeff.
All right, we got it.
All right, you're right.
If you didn't get on the mass chat, though, because it might be mandatory tomorrow or soon, leave us a message on the Dougie line if you want.
613-216-3849.
All right.
You know, just a...
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to leave your...
Especially if you're a Jeff with one F.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my God, we need to hear from one of them.
Jeff, Jeff.
Please.
Jeff.
No, there's no A-H. It's not Jeff.
Jeff.
It's not a Metallica song.
No.
It's not Jeff Ah.
Jeff Ah.
Jeff
Ah. Jeff Ah.
Jeff.
Jeff.
Right. Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me Jeff Ah.
Hey, 2 hours of rock start now.
Oh, yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.